Good morning. Welcome to the Intolerant and Hungry podcast.
I'm Jodie and I'm intolerant.
And I'm Peter and I'm hungry. Are you tired, Jodie?
Well, it is the morning.
Well, yes. Even though you could be listening to this podcast at any time during the day.
And to be fair, we could be recording this at any time of the day and just pretending it's the morning.
Yeah. It's quite dark this morning.
It is very dark this morning.
Wow, it's early. And
why are we talking about the morning so much? What's the deal with being all about morning?
Well, it's breakfast time.
It is breakfast time.
So today we're going to have a look at some gluten-free breakfast cereals, right?
That's right. That's right. Well, one in particular.
Yes, but before that, I want to ask you a question.
Okay.
Now, I don't want you to have to lie to me or anything. I'm a bit worried.
Okay, sounds ominous.
Don't worry, I'll still do the podcast with you, all right?
Okay.
Is being intolerant contagious?
Yes.
Oh, okay. No, seriously though.
You're already showing the first signs.
What's the first signs?
Just general irritability, just being mean to people who are different to you.
Oh, not that kind of intolerant.
Oh, okay, sorry. Oh. You mean intolerant to food?
Yeah, yeah.
No, that's not catchy.
So, what is it? Is it like a disease or something?
Well, intolerance, there's kind of a couple of different ways you can go. So, you can have an allergy or an intolerance.
It's like allergies, like you're allergic to bees and stuff.
Yeah, it's just a different way that your body reacts to the food. But essentially, it ends up being the same. You can't eat it. But an allergy is pretty much just like a histamine reaction. So that's things like shellfish and, you know, you can have a wheat allergy and a dairy allergy. And you can have things like hives or itching or general kind of allergy-ish kind of reactions that range from really mild to really severe, like anaphylaxis, where your whole body just goes into shock from reacting to certain foods. So you see those on movies when people eat shellfish and strawberries and stuff. And
peanuts, on Freaks and Geeks.
Yeah, yeah, and people have severe allergies and you end up having to call an ambulance and get medication and stuff. So
yeah, so it's like if I was allergic to bees and then you forced me to eat bees.
Yep, if I forced you to eat bees and you were allergic to them, we may need to call an ambulance.
Yeah, yeah. So if someone eats like gluten or something, they could have this kind of reaction?
Well, that's like a wheat allergy, not necessarily a gluten allergy. Normally a wheat allergy would cause somebody to have a full anaphylaxis or at least a mild allergic reaction. So that's not really what we're focusing on with the Intolerant and Hungry podcast. We're focusing more on intolerance, which is usually related to people who are intolerant generally tend to have some sort of autoimmune disease. So that's hard to describe really in any nice way. But basically what it means is that if you eat these foods, your body responds in a way that causes you to become unwell. So these things normally tend to be things like stomach bloating, general fatigue, weakness, muscle aches and pains. There's a whole range of symptoms that can go along with an intolerance. And it's not just as simple as, you know, you hear these people on TV and stuff and they're like, oh, I started eating less gluten and that made me feel like I had less sore stomachs. It's kind of not as simple as that, because for people who actually have a diagnosis of, you know, an autoimmune disease such as celiac disease, basically any gluten, not just I've got to eat less gluten, it's like you've got to have zero gluten, because any little tiny bit of gluten in your system will cause these body reactions. And over time, you can actually cause serious damage to the stomach lining. You can cause serious damage to your body over time. And on top of that, you just feel generally really crap. Well, that's pretty much what an intolerance is in a really, really basic terms. But that's why people don't eat gluten and dairy and things like that, because certain foods will trigger an immune system reaction in the body.
Yeah, so it's like your body thinks it's fighting off like a bug, but actually it's just fighting off gluten or something.
Yeah, and for people with celiacs, it's very specific to gluten. The gluten itself will trigger a reaction that causes the body to attack its own stomach lining. So that's why, you know, it's really difficult for them, because if you're eating gluten, you've got an inflamed stomach lining. You're no longer able to absorb and process vitamins and things that you're eating properly, and so your body just doesn't function. It's like you're putting the food in, but you're still malnourished.
Okay. Well, what do you eat for breakfast if you have this kind of problem?
Well,
because breakfasts are mostly like grains and stuff, right?
Yeah. What do you eat for breakfast?
I eat rice bubbles.
Rice bubbles. Or, you know, you can have rice bubbles or pancakes or, you know, people who are just hungry can eat.
Toast.
Yeah, there's all kinds of stuff you can eat for breakfast. People who are intolerant to foods can pretty much find just about all the same things. There's gluten-free versions of just about every cereal. There is gluten-free breads and there's gluten-free, you know, you can make gluten-free pancakes if you can be bothered. You can, you know, bacon's gluten-free, eggs are gluten-free. So you can have a normal breakfast. You've just got to seek out the products that are gluten-free and don't contain that gluten, so it's safe for you to eat.
Yeah, I got some Weet-Bix here. Let's have a look. What's wrong with this Weet-Bix, Jody?
Well, it contains gluten.
Yeah, but it says it on the packet, right? What else is in it?
So basically, your normal ingredients in a normal packet of Weet-Bix is just pretty much wheat, sugar, salt, barley malt, and some random vitamins in there as well. So
it's mainly the wheat that's a problem with Weet-Bix.
Yeah, because people who are allergic to gluten also can't eat wheat because wheat, you know, gluten is a part of the wheat.
Yeah, yeah, we'll talk about that some other time. But yeah.
Yeah.
Basically anything with wheat in it's definitely wheat. Got gluten in it.
Yeah, yeah, wheat or even barley. It's like normal Weet-Bix has barley as well. It's like double gluten.
So how do you be a Kiwi kid then?
Well, luckily for us, in the last year or so, Sanitarium has brought out gluten-free Weet-Bix.
Oh, sweet.
Yep. It is pretty sweet. It sounds
funny because how do you make Weet-Bix without wheat?
Well, obviously they've just kept the brand name and taken out the wheat. But basically the ingredients in a packet of Weet-Bix are gluten-free Weet-Bix. Let me just turn the box around so I can find these magic ingredients.
Ingredients.
Oh, here we go. In the tiniest writing. So basically there's whole grain sorghum, which is just another type of grain, but it's a gluten-free grain, golden syrup, salt, and the same vitamins that they've got in the normal Weet-Bix.
Golden syrup sounds good.
Yeah, golden syrup is good.
Okay, so let's have some Weet-Bix, some gluten-free Weet-Bix.
Some gluten-free Weet-Bix. Now, yeah, we're just going to try the gluten-free Weet-Bix, I guess.
Now I'm going to, because I'm taste testing it against the normal Weet-Bix, I'm going to have it with normal milk, but you can't have normal milk.
No, because I'm dairy intolerant as well as gluten intolerant, so I'm having mine with almond milk.
Okay, so I'm going to have a bite of this gluten-free Weet-Bix. Just getting it soaked. Soaking the Weet-Bix in the milk, just how I like to. Okay, let's see if this tastes good. It smells different.
Does it actually smell different to regular Weet-Bix? I can't even tell because I've been eating it for so long that I can't remember what other food tastes like.
Yeah, it definitely smells different, but that's all right.
Okay, here we go.
Bad. It doesn't smell bad.
Okay, here we go. He's eating the Weet-Bix. He's chewing. He's thinking. He's taking another bite.
It's not too bad. It tastes like Weet-Bix.
Does it? Do you think they've nailed it? Do you think they've managed to get...
I mean, you can tell it's different, but... it's still pretty good. They've nailed it.
Yeah.
Hmm.
I feel like it's pretty good. I just want to mention while we're on the subject of gluten-free Weet-Bix that they have this amazing statement.
Keep eating here.
He's just going to keep eating. They have this amazing statement actually on the back of the box here, which made me really excited, which was it says that gluten-free Weet-Bix was made the same way as regular Weet-Bix, except in a separate factory dedicated to producing gluten-free products.
Why is that important?
Well, as we said earlier, just a small, small amount of gluten can cause a reaction in people who... Peter just made a weird mouth noise.
Okay.
Just a small amount of gluten can cause a reaction in people with autoimmune diseases. And so producing... you know, there's no point in producing a product like gluten-free Weet-Bix in the same facility that processes gluten-containing products because you're quite likely to have a bit of what we call cross-contamination going on, which is where a bit of that gluten could get in the gluten-free food and then there's no point and eating it anymore because you might still get sick. So very, very happily, Sanitarium has gone to the lengths of making sure that their products are actually processed on a gluten-free line as well. Shall I eat mine?
Yeah, you can eat yours.
It seems you're weird to eat it because I eat it for breakfast every day. But maybe you want to talk about the differences between how people like their Weet-Bix.
Yeah, well, I just ate it the classic style, you know, Weet-Bix and milk. I didn't add anything because I wanted to get the full taste. But if I was going to eat Weet-Bix, I'd probably put some like fruit salad with it or something.
Okay, my mouth was full.
Yeah.
I'm enjoying my gluten-free Weet-Bix over here.
Oh, that's sorghum.
Sorghum is the best. The only thing about it, the difference between this and regular Weet-Bix, is when you eat this, because it's a slightly different grain, I find every time I eat this, I end up with little flecks of brown stuff all over my teeth.
Oh, okay.
Which you don't get with regular Weet-Bix.
No. Anyway, I haven't noticed because I haven't looked in the mirror.
Yeah, I'll smile. Is there any?
No, not yet.
Hold on, I'll have a big bite. How about now?
Yeah, there's a few bits there. So you just have to make sure you brush your teeth with your gluten-free toothpaste.
My gluten-free toothpaste. Oh, that's sad. Hippie toothpaste.
Yeah. Anyway, how do you eat your Weet-Bix?
I like mine mushy.
Yeah?
I like mine real mushy. So you had yours, like, a whole Weet-Bix just in the bowl, throw some milk on top, so it's still a bit crunchy.
Yeah.
Now me, I take my Weet-Bix, pop it in the bowl, pour boiling water over top of that, stir it around a bit, let it get real mushy, then I add in the almond milk. Might put in a bit of vanilla almond milk if I'm feeling adventurous.
Ooh, okay, we'll have to talk about almond milk in a little
bit. Bit of golden syrup, maybe some nuts and... Oh, not golden syrup, sorry, maple syrup, and some nuts and seeds and stuff. Tasty.
Do you put fruit on it?
Not hardly ever. Like dried fruit, yeah. Oh, maybe banana. I cut up and put a bit of banana on there.
Jody's favourite fruit, banana.
It's like prepackaged gluten-free goodness.
Okay, well, we're going to continue eating our breakfast now. But thanks for listening to the gluten-free, what's the podcast called again?
Intolerant and Hungry.
Yeah, that's right. The Intolerant and Hungry podcast.
It's just so early we can't remember.
Don't forget to check us out on Facebook, like us there. And maybe we'll set up an email account. You can send us an email. What we want to hear from you guys is some...
We sure do have an email address.
Oh, do we?
We do. It's called intolerantandhungry@gmail.com.
Okay. So email us there. What we want to hear from you guys is give us some feedback about the show. Do you like the show? And maybe some ideas. What can we eat? What do you want to know? What if you can eat it or not? Are you intolerant? These kind of things. Hey.
Yeah. We want to hear from people who have products that they might like us to try, or, you know, if there's anything out there that I can eat that I haven't found yet, might be a bit of fun.
Or maybe like, oh, I'm intolerant and I just want to eat chocolate. What can I eat instead, you know?
Oh, I have answers.
Yeah. So, give us some feedback on Facebook or in the email. Until next time.
I'm intolerant.
No.
How do we end it?
Until next time.
Thanks for tolerating us. I still got stuff in my teeth.